In the third kina, we describe Bilel Zeh. On this night, we cry, Yivachyun. We weep, and we wail, and we lament that which we lost. We remember on Tisha B'Av five different things that happened to Klal Yisrael over the generations. Chet HaMeraglim, as the Gemara in Tanis and the Chavtet tells us, Chorban Bayis Rishon and Chorban Bayis Sheni, Chorban of Beitar, as we learned in Gittin, and Chorban Harabayit by Tornus Rufus, as he crushed the Bar Kokhba rebellion and revolt. And for these five things, Tisha B'Av is forever a day of mourning. As we said in this kina, Balel Zeh Eru Bo Chamisha Me'orot. Five events happened to us. Gazar Alavot Bifroa Paraot. And because of this, there was a gzeira on our fathers that it's going to be destruction and horror for generations. And because of this, we recognize the five horrible chataim, or five horrible tragedies that befell our nation. And it's interesting to think that it all started, as the Gemara tells us, with the Chet HaMeraglim. What was so horrible about the Chet HaMeraglim that was what was koveya, the destruction and the future horrors of Tisha B'Av, as the Gemara tells us, Amar lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, atem bachitim b'chiyah shachinam, v'ani koveya lachem b'chiyah l'dorot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you cried a cry of nothingness. I am going to make sure that you're going to have a true tragedy to wail and to mourn over for all future generations. And it's very simple. Because Am Yisrael, we walked out of Mitzrayim and we were full of hope. After 210 years of slavery, we're going to have our own country, we're going to be our own masters, we're going to have our own power, and we're going to be our own rulers for the first time. And the Meraglim come and they say, no, stop! There's these giants there, and it's scary, and we're not going to be able to do it. And they took their hope and their tikva, and they threw it out, and they said, if we can't have it, all or nothing. And that, it's interesting to know, just like there's five things we mourn on Tisha B'Av. When Am Yisrael came back after Chorban Rishon and Galus Bavel, and they stood at the Chanukah Spai Sheni, just 70 years later, then with Bayit Sheni, there were five things missing that differentiated between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. And the Shechina and the Aron among them. And at that moment, as we stood in the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash during the Chanukah Sabayis, there were Zakenim who were crying, remembering what was. And there were younger men singing and dancing in joy, appreciating the moment they stood. And that nuance was gone, just like the Meraglim. The Meraglim said, it's all or nothing. And thus, when we stood by Bayit Sheni, the young members who didn't remember Bayit Rishon, who never saw Bayit Rishon, were dancing and singing. And those who still had memories of the glory of the first Bayit were crying. And that was, in essence, what the Meraglim were saying. It's all or nothing. And they said, if we can't have everything, it's gone. And in many ways, we live our lives in this generation struggling to find that dichotomy, to find the nuance, to find the unique opportunity to recognize the beauty of Eretz Yisrael as we have it today. And also recognizing what we lost, what we don't have, that we can't go up to Har HaBayit, that we can't offer a Korban Pesach or a Korban Todah or even a Korban Chatat. We miss out on the nuance. We get carried away, either only focusing on the destruction or only getting caught up in the joy and the beauty. And that nuance, that recognition, that things in life are more complex, often gets lost. And once a year we sit on the floor and we tear kriya and we put ashes on our head and we don't eat or drink and we spend the day crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, return the Beis HaMikdash. Return us to the former glory of Eretz Yisrael. And it's that, and I think this Kina points out, we cry because on this day we lost out on the ability to recognize that life is complex, that life is detailed. There's things that have that are multifaceted, and they're difficult to comprehend. And just like the Meraglim said, if it's all or nothing, it's all garbage. It's not worth it. And that's what the Zakenim were telling the Tzeirim who were dancing. This isn't whatever could be. And we cry. Because we can't recognize, on one hand, the modern day miracle we have, but on the other hand, lament the massive loss for our people. And that's what Tisha B'Av's about. It's about saying, I know what we have right now. I know that we have Eretz Yisrael. And we have the ability to go up to Yerushalayim and to go to the Kotel on any given day. And we can get on a plane and visit Eretz Yisrael. Maybe not this year. But we also recognize that that's not what we're yearning for. That's not what we're crying for. This is not what we say each and every day in our tefillah. V'li Yerushalayim ircha. Et semach David avdecha. This isn't what we daven for. This isn't what we cry for. And unlike the Meraglim, their sin was that they couldn't recognize what they had with appreciation and also hope and pray for more. And that was the sin, that was the trouble that fell upon the people with the second Beit HaMikdash. They couldn't appreciate the fact they were back in Eretz Yisrael and also yearn for more. And that's our avoda on Tisha B'Av this year. We sit on the floor and we cry. We lament. We wail. We weep. And we mourn that which we don't have. We dream of the ability to walk into the Beis HaMikdash and to see the Kohanim doing the Avodas HaKodesh and the Levim singing and playing the trumpets and singing Kol Am Yisrael Berov Am Hadras Melech, as we see the Kohen Gadol walk out of the Kodesh Kodashim and the Melech reading Sefer Dvarim et Hakel. We yearn for the ability to be back. We dream to come home and to offer our Korban Todah for all that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in saving us and preserving our nation throughout Galus. And we recognize that nuance every day. But today we realize what we lost, what we can't have, and what we dream will be ours. That Bezrat Hashem next year, we'll be standing in the Mikdash together. As Tisha B'Av turns, as the Yerushalmi tells us, from a day of Avel, Me'avel Liagon, it'll be a day of Simcha and Chag, B'mehera B'yameinu. Amen.